ਸਾਂਝਾ ਵਿਹਾਰੀ ਗੋਪੀ ਜਨ ਵੱਲਭ ਗਿਰਿਵਰ ਧਾਰੀ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਾਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨ ਯਸ਼ੋਦਾਨੰਦਨ ਬ੍ਰਜ ਜਨ ਰੰਜਨ
ਪਾਦ ਪਰਮਹੰਸ ਪਰਿਵਰਾਜਕਾਚਾਰਿਆ ਅਸ਼ਟੋਤਰ ਸ਼ਤ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਤ ਭਕਤੀ ਵੇਦਾਂਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਸ਼ੀਲਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂਪਾਦ ਕੀ ਗ੍ਰੰਥਰਾਜ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਦ ਭਾਗਵਤਮ ਕੀ ਸੰਵੇਤ ਗੌਰ ਭਕਤ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਨਮੋ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਪਾਦਾਯ ਕ੍ਰਿਸ਼ਨ ਪ੍ਰੇਸ਼ਠਾਯ ਸ਼੍ਰੀਮਤੇ ਭਕਤੀ ਵੇਦਾਂਤ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਤੇ ਨਾਮ ਨਮਸਤੇ ਸਾਰਸਵਤੇ ਦੇਵੇ ਗੌਰਵਾਣੀ ਪ੍ਰਚਾਰਣੀ ਨਿਰਵਿਸ਼ੇਸ਼ ਸ਼ੂਨਿਆਵਾਦ ਪਾਸ਼ਚਾਤਯ ਦੇਸ਼
Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we are very, very fortunate to have today with us His Grace Madhav Gopinath Prabhu. Prabhuji is a very, very senior disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Vikas Swami Maharaj. Prabhu was born in a very traditional South Indian Brahmin family where He heard Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam from His grandparents, then graduated from BITS Pilani and where He was introduced to Krishna consciousness. And since then, Prabhu has been a great scholar of Srimad Bhagavatam. He has done his 3 master's degree, astrology, itihasas, puranas, and astrology. So that's what his master's degree, and now he's pursuing PhD in Srimad Bhagavatam from the Karnataka University, also leading a very wonderful, thriving community in Hyderabad, which is, I think, Sanskritis. That's very beautiful temple of many families coming together, and Prabhu has been inspiring them. It's a beautiful community of devotees staying together, studying Srimad Bhagavatam's beautiful temple of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani has been gifted by the society. They have like a church, a mosque and a temple, and the temple is run by the devotees, a very wonderful community. They study very sincerely the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhu also is leading a project on Puran Tilakam, that is collecting the commentaries, various commentaries of different acharyas on Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was told Prabhuji has almost, they have gathered around 230 commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's a whole dedicated team. And it's not that this is his full-time service, but along that he's also the global delivery head in a very famous multinational company where he is heading various projects and taking his job all over the world. He travels. Along with that, he's leading a community and doing all these various projects. So, and he's also, Prabhuji is the cousin of our Sukumar Krishna Prabhu. So we are very, very grateful, Prabhu, that you came here and spoke ready to give us Thank some you. Message on Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much.
Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय बुद्ध श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाद पाश्चात्य देशतरं नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमदिरे शृण्वतां स्वकटाः कृष्ण पुण्यश्रवण कीर्तनं हृद्यन्तस्थो ह्यभद्राणि विदनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवयं भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चित्यं गंधरा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय. विल स्टार्ट विथ ए स्मॉल प्रेयर टू भागवतम. आई एम श्योर मेनी ऑफ यू मस्ट बी नोइंग. आई विल टेल वन लाइन एट अ टाइम. यू कैन प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी. पादौ यदीयौ प्रथमा द्वितीयौ तृतीय तुर्यौ कथितौ यदूरु नाभिस्तथा पञ्चमये षष्ठौ भुजान्तरं दोर्युगलं तथान्यौ कंटस्तु राजन नवमो यदियो मुखारविन्दं दशमं प्रफुल्लं एकादशो यश्च ललाटपट्टम् शिरोऽपि यद्वादश एव भाति तमादिदेवं करुणानिधानम् तमालवर्णं सुहितावतारम् अपार संसार समुद्रसेतुं भजामहे भागवत स्वरूपम् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 2
धर्म प्रोज्जित कैतवोत्र परमो निर्मात्सराणां सतां वेत्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदम् तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परैरीश्वरः सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिस्तत्क्षणा
ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మాత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తక్షణాన్ ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మాత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తక్షణా. ప్రోచిత కైతవోత్ర పరమో మత్సరాణం సతం జం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివధం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యోరుధ్యవరుధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషిభిస్తక్షణాం మమ ప్రోచిత కైతవోత్ర పరమం నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివధం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యచేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషిభిస్తక్షణాం. మాతాజీ, రోచిత కైతవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివధం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిస్తక్షణాం.
ధర్మః రిలిజియోసిటీ, ప్రోజ్జిత కంప్లీట్లీ రిజెక్టెడ్, కైతవః కవర్డ్ బై ఫ్రూటివ్ ఇంటెన్షన్, అత్ర హియరిన్, పరమః ద హైయెస్ట్, నిర్మత్సరాణాం of the 100% pure in heart, satam devotees, vedyam understandable,
వాస్తవం, ఫ్యాక్చువల్, అత్ర, హియరిన్, వస్తు, సబ్స్టెన్స్, శివదం, వెల్బీయింగ్, తాపత్రయ, త్రీఫోల్డ్ మిజరీస్, ఉన్మూలనం, కాజింగ్ అప్రూటింగ్ ఆఫ్, శ్రీమత్, బ్యూటిఫుల్, భాగవతే, ద భాగవత పురాణ, మహాముని, ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్, కృతే, హ్యావింగ్ కంపైల్, కిమ్, వాట్ ఈస్, వా, ద నీడ్, పరై, అదర్స్, ఈశ్వర, ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, సద్య, అడ్వాన్స్, హృది, విత్ ఇన్ ద హార్ట్, అవరుధ్యతే, బికమ్ కంపాక్ట్, అత్ర, హియరిన్, కృతిభి, బై ద పయస్మెన్, శుశ్రూషుభి, బై కల్చర్, తక్షణాత్, వితౌట్ డిలే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ శిల ప్రభుపాదికి. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: కంప్లీట్లీ రిజెక్టింగ్ ఆల్ రిలీజియస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ విచ్ ఆర్ మెటీరియల్లీ మోటివేటెడ్ దిస్ భాగవత్ పురాణ ప్రొఫౌండ్స్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్ విచ్ ఈస్ అండర్స్టాండబుల్ బై దోస్ డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ ఫుల్లీ ప్యూర్ ఇన్ హార్ట్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ట్రూత్ ఈస్ రియాలిటీ డిస్టింగ్విష్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇల్యూజన్ ఫర్ ద వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ సచ్ ట్రూత్ అప్రూట్స్ ద త్రీ ఫోల్డ్ మిజరీస్ దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ భాగవతం కంపైల్డ్ బై ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ వ్యాసదేవ ఇన్ హిస్ మెచ్యూరిటీ ఈజ్ సఫిషియంట్ ఇన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఫర్ గాడ్ రియలైజేషన్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అదర్ స్క్రిప్చర్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ వన్ అటెంటివ్లీ అండ్ సబ్మిసివ్లీ హియర్స్ ద మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం బై ద కల్చర్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ విత్ ఇన్ హిస్ హార్ట్ పర్పోర్ట్ రిలీజియన్ ఇంక్లూడ్స్ ఫోర్ ప్రైమరీ సబ్జెక్ట్స్ నేమ్లీ పైస్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ధర్మ ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ అర్థ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్సెస్ కామ అండ్ ఫైనల్లీ లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మెటీరియల్ బాండేజ్ ఇర్రెలిజియస్ లైఫ్ లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మెటీరియల్ బాండేజ్ ఇర్రెలిజియస్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ ఏ బార్బారియస్ కండిషన్ ఇన్ డీడ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ బిగిన్స్ వెన్ రిలీజియన్ బిగిన్స్ ఈటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్ ఫియరింగ్ అండ్ మేటింగ్ ఆర్ ద ఫోర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ యానిమల్ లైఫ్ దీస్ ఆర్ కామన్ బోత్ టు యానిమల్స్ అండ్ టు హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ బట్ రిలీజియన్ ఈస్ ద ఎక్స్ట్రా ఫంక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ వితౌట్ రిలీజియన్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ నో బెటర్ దాన్ యానిమల్ లైఫ్ Therefore, in human societies, there is some form of religion which aims at self-realization and which makes reference to man's eternal relationship with God. In the lower stages of human civilization, there is always competition to lord it over the material nature or, in other words, there is continuous rivalry to satisfy the senses. Driven by such consciousness, man turns to religion. He thus performs pious activities or religious functions. It's not required. In order to gain something material. But if such material gains are obtainable in other ways, then so-called religion is neglected. This is the situation in modern civilization. Man is thriving economically, so at present he is not very interested in religion. Churches, mosques or temples are now practically vacant. Men are more interested in factories, shops and cinemas than in religious places which were erected by their forefathers. This practically proves that religion is performed for some economic gains. Economic gains are needed for sense gratification. Often, when one is baffled in the pursuit of sense gratification, he takes to salvation and tries to become one with the Supreme Lord. Consequently, all these states are simply different types of sense gratification. Om Ajnanati Miramdasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. I thank Prajachandra Prabhu and other devotees who gave me this opportunity. First of all, I'm a too small a person and it's a too big asan. Looking at this itself is very scared. On top of that, the reception and introduction is really humiliating because I am junior in age, initiation and also realization of most of the devotees who are sitting here. Please excuse me. I'll try not to disturb the flow and stick to what the Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas are saying. And I will try not to disappoint you. So this verse
ధర్మ ప్రోజిత కైతవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్ర వస్తు శివధం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతే మహాముని కృతే కింవా పరైరీశ్వరః సద్యో హృద్య వర్ధ్యతేత్ర కృతిభి శుశ్రూషుభిస్ తత్క్షణాత్. There are four statements in this verse. First one is Mahamuni krite Srimad Bhagavate nirmatsaranam satam prochita kaitava paramo dharmaha asti. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is highest dharma, and that dharma is rejecting all other dharmas. Pra ujjita kaitava ధర్మః. ఉజ్జిత మీన్స్ రిజెక్టింగ్, కైతవ మీన్స్ లైక్ నో చీటింగ్, ప్రా ఈజ్ ఉపసర్గ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్. సో ప్రోజ్జిత ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ లిబరేషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రిజెక్టింగ్ అండ్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ ద హైయెస్ట్ ధర్మ దట్ ఈస్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. దట్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ స్టేట్మెంట్. అండ్ సెకండ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఈస్ అత్ర ఇన్ దిస్ భాగవతం వాస్తవం శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం వస్తు వేద్యం. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వాట్ ఈస్ టు బి నోన్ వేద్యం వస్తు దట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ఈస్ వాస్తవం శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ హూజ్ ఆల్ ఆస్పీషియస్ లైక్ నో బై అప్రోచింగ్ హూమ్ వన్ గెట్ రిలీఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ మిజరీస్. నెక్స్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ కిం వా పరై, వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూస్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీ అదర్ స్క్రిప్చర్. Everything is there in Bhagavatam. And last one is Shushru Shubhi Takshanat Hridi Ishvara Sadhya Avardhyate. The genuine bona fide hearer of Srimad Bhagavatam Takshanat immediately, also Sadhyaha like no, immediately, spontaneously Hridi Ishvaraha Avardhyate. He will get to see like no, the Supreme Lord in his heart as Shyam Sundara. So these are the four statements in this particular verse. The first two paragraphs of the purport are describing only one word. What is that? Dharma. Prabhupada is talking about dharma only in the first two paragraphs of the purport. We'll get there. Before that, it is told in scriptures that why this verse, what is the significance of first three verses, especially this particular verse, why it is coming in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is told in many scriptures, like, you know, adhikari cha sambandhav vishayascha prayojanam avasham eva vaktavyam shastradav tu chatushtayam. Before reading any shastra, not just Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, any shastra, one should know four things, and the speaker or author, he has to tell what these four things are. This is told in multiple, whether it's a book of grammar, book of like, you know, like Nyaya, Mimamsa, anything in Sanatan Dharma, Vedic literature, these four things are must. First is Adhikari. Who is the eligible candidate for reading or understanding this particular book or work? And next is Vishaya. What is the subject matter of this book? Yeah. And then Prayojana, what is the benefit of reading this book? And then Sambandha, relationship. What is the relationship between all these three things? That means the subject and the benefit and the subject and the reader. What is the like no relationship between all these things, all these three? That is Sambandha. So adhikaricha sambandhav vishayascha prayojanam avasham eva vaktavyam. One must tell these things. Shastradau tu chatushtayam, in the beginning itself, one has to tell these four things. And I don't know, this is called in Sanskrit anubandha chatushtayam. I don't know how to translate, but scripture quadruple, that's what I can think of. Any scripture, if you are reading, we can say anubandha chatushtayam, these four things. And this particular verse tells all these four things. Who is adhikari for reading Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the subject being discussed? subject vishaya, same as vastu. What is the vastu of Srimad Bhagavatam? And what is the relationship, like, you know, between the subject and the adhikari and the benefit? And also, like, you know, prayojanam, what is the benefit of reading, understanding, like, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam? Yeah. So, and this is what many acharyas who are commenting on this verse, they were relating to. Madhvacharya also says, adhikara phalam chaiva pratipadyam cha vastu yat shnutva prarabhato grandham karoti sho mahat phalam. If one tells these things, adhikari, phalam, and also the pratipadya vastu vishaya, in the beginning, if one remembers this and starts reading, then mahat phalam, karoti sho mahat phalam, one gets great benefit or real benefit of the book. So one should know. So these are the four things here discussed. First one is adhikari. Who is the adhikari for Bhagavatam? In this verse, just one word. Shushrushu. One who is Shushrushu, he is adhikari. Shushrushu means, Srila Prabhupada translate Shushrushu as, yeah, by culture. One who is the culture of hearing. One who is, like, you know, prepared or willing to hear. Bhagavatam is huge, 18,000 verses. So one who is willing to hear, that means anyone who is willing to hear, no other pre-qualification other than having faith and in the authority and willing to hear. Shushru Shubihi. So that is the first point, adhikari. And also it is told, nirmatsaranam satam. Like, you know, one who is not having Matsara means matsarya, jealousy, envy. Nirmatsaranam, one who is free of envy, but that is also not told as prerequisite. That is told in a different context. I'll get there. And satam. So satam is the saintly people. And Sridhar Swami defined satam as one who has anukampitana, means one who has mercy for other people. This nirmatsaranam satam are adhikaris for preaching Bhagavatam, for teaching Bhagavatam. This, see, when a scripture is there, we have adhikari for hearing, adhikari for, like, you know, telling. So we have adhikara to hear, but because we are still not completely pure, and also we may not be merciful to every living entity, so we are not adhikara. That's why when we speak, we should adhere to what the previous acharyas told, what Srila Prabhupada has told, and we can repeat. So nirmatsaranam satam is adhikari for teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushrushubhi is adhikari for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Next is vastu. What is the vastu? What is the subject matter of Bhagavatam? That is atra vastuhu. Yeah, you know, what is the vastu? Here, vastavam shivadam tapatrayon mulanam. This vastu is vastavam, real. There is nothing real in this world except, like, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His Amsha, the Jiva, His energy, like, you know, the Maya and everything connected to Him. Actually, there is nothing outside that. In one sense, like, you know, Vastuhu here means Supreme Lord and everything connected to Him. So we have to understand, this is, many people say everything is false. Bhagavatam is not saying that everything is false. Like, you know, there is a phenomena, manifestation and unmanifestation of Prakriti. Previous verse it comes, like, you know, it is temporary. It appears unreal but is real. So Vastuhu here is actually the Supreme Lord who is the absolute truth. That is the Vastu here. And Shivadam, He is all auspicious, and tapatrayon mulanam, anybody who approaches Him, he will be relieved of all kinds of miseries. Yeah, that is the vastu. And last is prayojana. Like, what is the prayojana? We'll get to sambandha, because sambandha is relation of all these four, so we'll take it at the end, though it is said as the second one. Yeah, we'll get to prayojana and then come to sambandha relationship. So the prayojana is Ishvara sadyo hrudyavarudhyate tarkshanat. Ishvara, or Krishna manifests in their heart. That means Krishna blesses them. Krishna is there as Paramatma in everybody's heart. Now specially for this particular living entity, who actually reads Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna blesses him immediately, spontaneously, right away. It is told with two words, Sadhyaha and Tatkshanat. They are almost same. Like, you know, right away, immediately, spontaneously, without delay. Like, you know, all these meanings can be told. Sadhyo hrudyavarudhyate trakriti bihi shushrushubhis tatkshanat. So, he gives, like, you know, his mercy. That is the benefit. Then, what is the sambandha? What is the relationship between the subject and the, for example, the subject and the author here. Here, the author himself is, like, you know, wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, the subject, he is writing about himself. How can we say that? It is told here, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite. That Bhagavatam, which is told or which is compiled by Mahamuni. Some say it is Vyasadev. I don't think Srila Prabhupada put it as Vyasadev. Somebody had put it in brackets later. Like, you know, that is the great sage. Yeah. So, some say it is Vyasadev because Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Vyasadev. Some say that no. How can he call himself as Mahamuni? Wherever we see Vyasa Uvacha, he is writing Vyasa Vyasa. So he will not call himself Mahamuni. Like, no, it is not Vyasadeva. But Sridhar Swami, who is the, like, you know, great and primary commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, says this Mahamuni is Narayana Rishi. Because Narayana Rishi told first Bhagavatam, Narayana himself basically, who told to Brahma, and he came as Narayana Rishi. He also told to several devotees still there in Himalayas as per Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Mahamuni is Narayana Rishi. So what is the sambandha? The sambandha is that, like, you know, this book is written by he himself. So he is the subject matter, he is the author. Even if we take the meaning as Vyasadeva, nothing wrong. Like, you know, some acharyas told that way also, that Mahamuni is Vyasa. So Vyasa calling himself Mahamuni is nothing wrong, because Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Maam Buddha Bhava Samanvita. And also says, I am the compiler of Vedanta, Vedanta Krit, and so on. So there's nothing wrong with that. That is his actual position. He is revealing. Either way, whether we take it the meaning of it is compiled by Vyasadeva or it is, like, you know, told by Narayana himself, Narayana Rishi, there is no contradiction. In we have Pramana for Bhagavatam itself for both the things. Like, you know. So relationship between the Vishaya and, like, you know, the author is that the Vishaya and also the subject, as well as the Adhikari, is that the Adhikari who is teaching is, like, you know, he is the subject matter. He is the subject matter. I told there are two kinds of Adhikari. The Adhikari, who is hearing, and the one who is teaching. The person who is teaching, he is teaching about himself because he is the Supreme Absolute Truth. So in that is the relationship, Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikriti. So if we take every word or every line, every phrase in this verse, it is only talking about these four things: Adhikari, Vishaya, Sambandha and Prayojana. First is, the Adhikari is, we discussed, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. First part it is talking about. So what is the dharma that is being talked about it here? Bhagavad Gita begins with dharma, dharma kshetre, kurukshetre. And Bhagavad Gita ends with rejecting all dharmas. Sarva dharman parityadya, Krishna is saying, give up all the dharmas. Like, not surrender unto me. So Bhagavad Gita begins with dharma and ends with rejecting all the dharmas. And Bhagavatam is beginning with rejecting all the dharmas and establishing devotional service is the only dharma. Bhagavad Gita talks about two dharmas, primarily Swadharma and Parodharma. Swadharma is Varnashram Dharma, Parodharma is the Bhagavad Dharma. Quick, this thing here, many times we hear this word dharma, 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 dharma. We think we know it, But actually we don't know. Because dharma means, unfortunately, it cannot be translated into English as it is. We try, we can put religiosity, because there's no other meaning equivalent to dharma in English dictionary. Prabhupada has taken his religion here. Sometimes we take it as occupational duty, prescribed duty, like, you know, one's innate ability or basic or intrinsic character of one. So many meanings we take. But nothing is equivalent to, like, you know, anything that is in English. Why it is not there? Probably there is no concept itself of dharma in English, like, you know, in their culture. So there is no word that suits to that. So we can take, depends on the context, we have to struggle to take a meaning for dharma. But I want to tell you before, because dharma, 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 it comes, the whole word, this first two paragraphs is also about dharma. What is the meaning of dharma? Driyate va janairiti dharmaha. There are many definitions, but one definition that Sanskrit dictionaries give, driyate va janairiti dharmaha, that which is to be worn by people, like the cloth, that one should never give up, that is dharma. Driyate va janairiti dharmaha. Okay. So for dharma, there are many meanings. Nyaya is one meaning, swabhava is one meaning. Even in Sanskrit, there are many, many meanings. Achara is one meaning, yajna is one meaning. Krishnam dharmam sanatanam, Mahabharata says. Dharma is Supreme Lord himself, or his instruction. Bhagavatam says, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So whatever the Lord told is dharma. So, and then Ramayana says, dharmo vigrahavan, ramo vigrahavan dharmaha. Dharma is Rama, because he is personification of dharma. So dharma and the Supreme Lord is same. There are many different meanings for dharma. Basic one is one which, dhriyate va janayriti dharmaha, that which has to be worn, that is dharma. So here, what is the dharma talking about here? As I told, Bhagavad Gita is talking about two dharmas. Many different contexts Bhagavad Gita dharma word is used. For example, you take dharma kshetre, kurukshetre. Dharma is used in the sense of holy place, dharma kshetre, pavitram, dharma kshetre. And if you take sarva dharman parityajya, Krishna is telling all that I have told you so far, all the duties you give up. And then dharma is generally used in the sense of karma, dharma and karma are synonyms. Karma means the prescribed duty, that which is prescribed for various varnas and ashramas in the Vedas, that is. So dharma is used in the sense of karma. Also you take some verses in Bhagavad Gita, for example, 9th chapter, 3rd verse. Ashraddha dhana purusha dharmasyasya parantapa. So it is told, dharmasyasya parantapa, asya dharmasya. What is the dharma that is talked about? We have to refer to the previous two verses, 9.1 and 9.2, where it is telling that the dharma that is being talked about there is bhakti. So in general, Bhagavad Gita uses the words dharma for either swadharma, which is varnashram dharma, or parodharma, bhagavad dharma. But Bhagavatam also begins with the word dharma. It is using dharma in two things here. One is Kaitava dharma, one is Paramodharma. So Kaitava dharma is, how do we define? Kaitava means cheating. Cheating dharma, we say, what is the cheating dharma? And what is the Paramodharma? In one sense, Acharyas are telling that anything that is falling short of surrender or pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord, that is Kaitava Dharma, as per Bhagavatam. Yeah. So, Kaitava Dharma is anything that is falling short of pure devotional service, that is Kaitava Dharma. And Paramodharma is that highest dharma, that is bhakti to the Supreme Lord. So, you may say that Bhagavatam is asking to reject everything that is falling short of pure devotional service. In fact, Sridhar Swami and many acharyas says that prajita, the pra means, pra is upasarga, it's used for good things. If you say pra means, it is emphasized and it is more, it is better, it is enhanced. So what is that pra refers to? Means giving up everything completely, means giving up the desire for liberation also. That is prajita. So one may say, then there is it no use of Dharma, Varnashram Dharma, Bhagavatam is saying, like, you know, to reject, that we people always find one or two verses in Bhagavatam that one can, it's no harm, like, you know, giving up Swadharma, one takes shelter of Krishna, Tyaktva Sharanambujam, Tyaktva Swadharmam Sharanambujam Harir. So, one quotes. There are only 2-3 places it is told. But if you take in entire Bhagavatam, there are hundreds of verses which were telling that one should not neglect even the Varnashram Dharma. In fact, Narad Muni is Mahajana. Like, no, he is not married. Technically, like, no, he is neither a brahmachari nor a sannyasi. He is above that, like, no, division, because he is beyond the modes of material nature. He himself is telling elaborately to another great soul, Yudhishthir Maharaj, about the dharma for the civilized human beings. What is the dharma for Brahmana? What is the dharma for Kshatriya? What is the dharma for, like, you know, Vaishya? What is the dharma for Shudra? What is the dharma for dharmas for women? And what are the regular duties? Nitya dharmas, Naimitika dharmas, Apad dharmas. All these things he described. Bhishmadev is another Mahajan. Like, you know, he also described, of course, it is not mentioned in Bhagavatam, like, no, but he mentioned what all things that Bhishmadev discussed with Yudhishthir Maharaj, that is mentioned here. So that is also there. Like, no. So don't think in one sense that Bhagavatam, like, you know, that's true, that sets a high standard, like one has to be a pure devotee, but you cannot become a pure devotee artificially. Nowadays we hear this thing, right? PSD or PDS, pure devotee syndrome, like, you know, rejecting everything. Like, no, and then says that I am transcendental, I will not talk to anybody, this is all maya, and, like, no, this thing I only will deal with devotees, and after some time they will not deal with devotees also, and, like, no, probably they have to take too many drugs to at least, like, no, to take their daily sleep also. So yes, Bhagavatam sets a high standard, but one has to go to that standard gradually, naturally, not artificially and imaginatively. Yeah, because the same Bhagavatam, which is actually telling that everything that is falling short of paramodharma, pure devotional service, should be rejected, like, you know, nowhere, like, you know, it says that, like, you know, the instruction, if you see, of the great souls, they are discussing in detail how one should do. For example, Narada Muni, when he is telling, Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling how to conduct Shraddha ceremony, like, you know, he says that in Shraddha ceremony, Gurastas have to conduct. He has to call, one has to call, like, only few brahmanas. He said some number is given, one or two or three, some number, small number. I don't remember how many. Because if you call too many, like, you know, brahmanas, maybe you will not be able to serve them properly. And then we have to do this thing. In another place also it is told that during the Sankranti, eclipse, and also in other times one should do the Shraddha ceremony. One should, like, you know, in this combination of stars. It's Bhagavatam telling all these things in detail. Normally some devotees think that, oh, like, you know, I became a devotee now, all these things are rituals, I will not do Shraddha ceremony, I will leave. Maybe sometimes people think that I'll sponsor a Sunday feast. Yeah, you can sponsor Sunday feast, that is good. But sponsoring Sunday feast is not like conducting a Shraddha ceremony. Yeah. Because the scripture says, like, you know, Bhagavatam says, Bhagavatam is the highest pramana. Narada Muni is telling Mahajana, like, you know, one should perform. Normally people take it, all these things, like, you know, it is easy. It's correct. You can be chant and be happy, and one can chant, like, you know, all the time. At the same time, the dharma that is told, that is ordained, like, you know, and we quote, like, you know, oh, to the hell with my Sandhya Vandana, to this thing, like, you know, all these things are not required. That is what level? And no, one cannot get there artificially. In fact, when Vibhishana, like, you know, when Vibhishana, and actually all three brothers, Ravana, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishana, they are brothers, like three modes. One is in Sattvaguna, Vibhishana. One is in Rajoguna, Ravana. And then one is Kumbhakarna, is in Tamoguna, always in sleep. All three of them actually prayed to the Supreme, I mean, Lord Brahma, and Lord Brahma appeared. And at the time Vibhishana was praying to him, that Brahma was told, what do you want? Vibhishana told that no matter whatever problem comes, I should never give up dharma. You bless me this thing. Brahma was pleased actually. Because that attitude to holding on to dharma, actually, finally he got shelter of Lord Ram. Yeah. Because when the difficulty came, he said, whatever difficulty comes, I should never give up dharma. You bless me like that. So, dharma is not like, you know, artificial imitation of like, you know, acting like a pure devotee and giving up day-to-day ordinary duties and rituals. Yes, there are verses in Bhagavatam, but there are hundreds of verses, like, you know, in discussion between great souls, how, like, you know, one has to get to that. We chant Hare Krishna, we follow the regulative principles, we associate with devotees. That is all wonderful. At the same time, one should not be neglecting, like, you know, their dharma, which is swadharma, the activities that they have to do for their family, for their forefathers, for the country in general, for the society, and for the well-being of everyone. In fact, Bhagavatam says, don't only arrange prasadam only for devotees. You should also think of arranging prasadam for the animals. Like, you know, and they says that in Vedic culture, like, you know, one has to, in Nardamani, one of the instructions says that one has to take care of feeding not only the other three ashramas, but all other living entities outside the ashrama, and then, like, you know, other living entities who are not human beings, including the animals. Like, you know, if we give up everything and thinking that I am a pure devotee, and then, like, you know, I don't have to deal with anything, that is not the true and correct representation of the spirit of Bhagavatam. Its highest standard Bhagavatam sets, but one has to go there step by step. Some great souls took 3 births, and like Bharat Maharaja, and some took many births, and like, you know, everybody can get there, even Pingala got there. So we will have to be patient actually to getting to the point. So coming back on this topic of dharma, everybody thinks, like all of us think that I know my dharma. Like, you know, and everyone actually at the same time misinterprets and conveniently quotes scripture to what they want to do. Now sometimes people take, when they want to divorce, they will take one quote, oh, that kind of a wife and husband should be rejected. And they will use it. When they don't want to, they will take some other conveniently, some other thing conveniently. See, Vedic literature is vast. You cannot take things, like, you know, that suits to your situation. Like, you know, sometimes we'll have to do, it may be completely opposite to what your so-called heart is saying. But, like, you know, one has to be adhered. Vibhishana was thrown out. He lost his job, lost his property, lost his reputation. In fact, other people were about to kill him. Like, you know, he had to flee from this thing. But still, he didn't want to leave. He said, whatever you did is wrong. Like, no, you cannot bring another's wife and keep it here. I am not supporting this activity. At least now, it's almost a year, you should return Mother Sita to Lord Ram. Like, no. He's not exactly, he did not have a bead bag. Probably he was not doing Ram Nam every day. Like, no. But he has adhered to that which is dharma. Not because Sita is Mahalakshmi. Any girl in her situation, he would have told the same thing, Vibhishana, actually. He actually referred in another place that not just about Sita, all other people who had kidnapped by Lord Ravana, he was telling the same thing. So adhering to dharma actually pleases the Supreme Lord. I mean, artificial imitation is that is a different kind of mithyachara. Yes, sometimes people say that we have to fake till we make it. That's right. Like, no, we can fake till we make it. There's no attraction for chanting. We should chant. That's right. There is no, like, no interest in hearing, probably. But one should hear regularly, because by hearing, one gets this thing. At the same time, like, no, artificial rejection of, like, no, what people call rituals. That is not correct. You see, even Shraddha ceremony, going back to that, Lord Rama, as soon as he heard from Bharat that our father passed away, first thing he did is that offering oblations to his father in the river Godavari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like, you know, he went as soon as he came to know, like, you know, his brother, like, you know, departed. What is his name? Vishwarupa. Yeah. So he actually did Shraddha ceremony and Pindadan and other things in Gaya. And In one place I have read, not sure, maybe some can correct me, that Krishna wanted Samba, Satyabhama's son, to perform final rites for Satrajit. Because Satrajit did not have sons, so naturally, according to Dharma Shastras, the grandson, he will be eligible to perform Shraddha ceremony to him. When Satrajit was killed, it probably is not there in Bhagavatam, but I don't remember where I read. I had it, it is in my notebook. I can supply the reference. He wanted. Right? And we also know from Bhagavatam, Krishna himself, like, you know, he is performing all the duties so nicely, being a grihastha. Yeah. People say Bhagavatam telling reject everything, reject everything, reject everything. This is ritual, that is ritual. And then quoting few verses and then actually in one sense, creating havoc in the society. Yeah. And then they will think that they'll become a pure devotee and then like, you know, want to only be pure devotee. At the same time, like, you know, disturbing the peace in the society instead of setting example. They are actually setting a wrong example. Wrong example. Yeah. So this is very important point in understanding what is dharma. What is dharma? Like, as once again, I'm repeating. Yes, there's a highest standard set that dharma, paramo dharma is a pure devotional service, unflinching, unalloyed devotional service and love of Godhead. As you know, getting prema for the Lord. But we can't get that artificially. Some one person actually, when Prabhupada's time, moved to Vrindavan and then he was trying to, in Babaji Vesh, he has taken and then was trying to chant like Haridas Thakur 192 rounds a day. Prabhupada said he'll fall down. That's what happened to him. Disappeared after some time. Yeah. So, whatever our duty may be, in the sense that whatever our position may be in the society, everybody should take up devotional service. At the same time, one should not actually give up dharma, means duties towards their themselves. Sometimes people neglect, oh, it's my body. Like, no, I don't care about body, I am not body. And like, no, even if I am sick, I will not take care of my body. That's actually will be a disturbance for you and disturbance for all other devotees also around you. And one should not neglect their body. One should not neglect their family. One should not neglect their country. One should not neglect their society. One should not neglect this thing, thinking that I am transcendental to all these things. Yeah, that is not a real realization. Even the great souls, if we read in scriptures, they are dealing with the society. They are dealing with the government. They were dealing with politicians. They were dealing with the problems. They were actually trying to find solutions for whatever problem that was contemporary for them. But they were not running away, shying away. I have to do my bhajan. I have nothing to do with it. It's not like that. We have seen great kings, great politicians, not only in Srimad Bhagavatam 5,000 years ago or in a previous millennium or previous kalpa or in some other brahmanda. In this country, Sanatan Dharma, even we see the relationship between great Vaishnava kings and their spiritual masters. They discussed contemporary problems. They not only it's not a Bhagavad Gita class or Bhagavatam class and not related to the welfare of the society or in whatever is required, the material things, it was discussed. I remember one place, Vyasa Tirtha stayed one whole year with Krishna Raya, who's a Vaishnava king, everyone knows. He spent one whole year, discussing with him. He wanted actually with him his association and to discuss many of the problems that he was facing in Hampi. There was a union one full year, both of them were together. So coming back, this particular verse is discussing four things as we discussed: adhikari, vishaya, sambandha and prayojana. There are two types of adhikaris. One who is hearing, that means one who is reading the scripture, one who is speaking. One who is hearing is shushrushu, it is told. And then one who is give this to others, they should be satam, merciful. that is the adhikari, and vishaya, the subject matter, that is Krishna, and everything connected to him, in one sense everything. Krishna, everything connected to him, there is nothing outside that. Even Maya is Krishna's. In that way, like, you know, all this should be understood, studied. That is the sambandha and prayojana is, like, you know, one gets the mercy of Krishna. Krishna takes special care of them, like, you know, those who are, trying to become pure and also serve the society and becoming merciful to others. Krishna gives special mercy to them right away. So I'll stop here. We'll quickly take some questions. Anyone has any questions? Please. Yes.
Ceremony, right? So if we call devotees, some death is in our family, and we call devotees and we have kirtan and serve them mahaprasad, that is not all right? Or we have to do shraddha as aspiring devotees of Srila Prabhupada?
Correct. Do we need to do shraddha ceremony as told in the scriptures, or if we do kirtan at home, that is all right? Yes. It is all right if we do kirtana ceremony, kirtan, and give some prasad to devotees, because there is an evidence for that from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I remember. But at the same time, if there is a tradition in your family which is coming for generations, like, you know, you can do that as well as also do kirtan and giving prasadam.
Yeah, but what if you, Krishna says, sarva dharmam parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja ham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishami masucha. So when you've left everything and you're just strictly following what Srila Prabhupada said, then I don't know what my family tradition is.
Correct. That is the situation right now for many people. If we have no tradition, family, and we don't know what our family tradition is, and also in that situation, yes, better to follow, like, you know, whatever the tradition that is set by your spiritual authority. But at the same time, if you know what the tradition is, giving up the tradition is not advisable. Because even if you take Pramana of Bhagavatam, I just gave an example. Bhagavatam is also talking about performing, for example, like Shraddha ceremony. If tradition is not known, and, like, you know, it's not, no one is bothered in the family, this thing. Sometimes if we don't follow the proper procedure, like, you know, in fact, one of the parents told his son, devotee son, that please, when I die, I expect you to do these things. Please don't ignore. And he had written. In fact, he thought that whether his devotee son will inform all the relatives or not, because they are not devotees, he himself written the postcard that he just put a blank, like, you know, my father passed away on such and such date. Like, you know, dash he put there. He did not put the date. He wrote all other things. He wrote all the addresses. He told his son, my dear son, I please pray that when I die, just put them in the post box for his devotee son. I was really moved by that. So you can be sarvadharman parityadya, but you can also be little bit considerate for your father who wanted to do certain things in a certain way. That is what I meant by following, like, you know, tradition. If you want to please, like, you know, Krishna, that is right. But you can also, like, you know, take a little bit of time to pleasing your final wish of your father. But if there is no tradition, nobody is bothered, we don't even know the tradition, and then their families are spread out, like, you know, and then geographically, and there is many different countries, devotees, they get married to many different country people, and then if it is not there, yes, if there is no standard, just follow whatever is comfortable based on time, place and circumstances. At the same time, those who have a tradition, they don't have to agitate their parents or forefathers, and just, like, you know, doing Petru Yajna is not wrong.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, because our family is now Srila Prabhupada, right?
Correct.
And I just want to, I'm not qualified, but I'm just repeating the words of Srila Jananivas Prabhu from Sridham Mayapur. He clearly said there was some devotee, she left her body, and I'd taken the family to him. So they asked that, what do we have to do, what do we have to perform? So he said that just buy some bhoga, offer to the deities, offer to the Guru Parampara Srila Prabhupada.
Correct.
And distribute it.
Yes.
And have Harinam. So this Srila Jananivas Prabhu said. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's right. Perfect. Yeah.
one should follow. As that's what I said, one should follow the spiritual authority. And also, if there is a wish from your family member, it's also our responsibility to communicate that wish to our spiritual authority also and do things in line with the Shastra. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a wonderful class. Actually, yes, Bhagavatam talks about all this thing. But most of the time, confusion arises in devotee's mind just like this also. That what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said and what Prabhupada has told. So most of the time, devotee's tendency is that, okay, whatever Prabhupada has said, limited period. Of course, Prabhupada, when he was preaching, circumstances were different. So that time, how to reconcile? We will also find Prabhupada's quote and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, because just when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai, that time he clearly said, Eho Bhaiya. So immediately for devotee's mind that comes, Varnashram Eho Bhaiya. For me now, because I cannot do any other thing, I can chant, I can do this, it seems very easy. So it's easy for me to connect with the Lord and perfect my life, instead of getting into all this tradition which is not practical for me sometimes. And also following tradition, just like Mataji was also saying, sometimes there is no tradition at all.
Correct.
Tradition we don't
there,
know,
it's broken.
Yeah, it's broken.
There is nothing, like nobody, at least sitting here, being in India, we cannot say there is no tradition. We forgot or it's broken.
Yeah.
But there was a tradition for everybody.
Sakale nehamata means... The time has
thrown away. Yogo nasta parantapa. Okay.
Tradition nasta parantapa. So then that time it becomes difficult and it creates confusion. What happens? Devotee cannot perform that thing and they also get confused. Am I doing perfectly or not? That confusion also is there. So they don't have a full faith in doing chanting and performing this Bhagavad Vidhi. So that time what to be done?
If there is a confusion between scripture, and if there is a confusion between instruction of previous acharya, how to do? Consult whom you have faith in, undo. Actually, Manu said this, that after telling all the Manudharma Shastra, the last statement he said is that if there is a confusion of a particular activity, how it is to be done, he said that Dharma Parishat, approach group of devotees, take their opinion. Not just one person, sometimes you take multiple opinions also and say what majority has to be done. Who has to be worshipped doing Agra Puja in Rajasuya Yajna, it was discussed and various authorities proposed, not just one, Shishupala opposed, but others, majority, that it should be done for Krishna. It was taken. We see that in the scriptures. Yeah. Suppose we have, for example, today there is an authority we take. And we are, as I am growing, I am understanding that many of our seniors, great devotees of Srila Prabhupada, every year we are losing one or other. This year we lost, last year, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. They may not be there. So if you think that he is not there, suppose, whom should I approach? Still there are devotees. So whoever, are in good standing, you have faith, the Manu says, Dharma Parishat, you approach them, take their opinion and do it. See, if somebody wants to confuse, there is every opportunity to confuse at every stage, even if he is under one single authority, one single temple, one single management, there are events every single day to get confused. Yeah. If he is getting confused again and again, means there is no proper, one thing is there is no proper understanding of scripture and this thing, the message. If one is thoroughly read and trained and understood, that confusion won't arise. That confusion won't arise. And even there's confusion is there, still one can approach. Yeah. See, if there is no tradition, follow whatever tradition is gone, or your temple. In ISKCON also there's one single tradition. There are many, many traditions across the globe. Every country I traveled across the globe, everywhere there is different way of doing things. So you follow whatever you have, there is no tradition. But my point is that if there is a tradition, no need to neglect it also in this thing. Yeah. That's all I guess. Yes, Mataji. Correct.
And request
Correct.
And have Harinam
right.
and Ketan.
That's so a, that's a tradition.
This is our Srila Prabhupada's tradition. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Correct. That's a tradition. That's not only Srila Prabhupada's tradition. That is there in the Sanatana Dharma from years and years and years. It is there in Bhagavatam that Bhagiratha has taken the ashes of all his this thing, like, you know, and put it in Ganga. So they are all purified. So we can call it Srila Prabhupada's tradition. I have no problem. But what I am telling is, Srila Prabhupada did not create tradition. He simply repeated that is paramparagata. That is there. Bhagirath did, like, you know, many, many years before, like, you know, that is done in Bhagavatam. Yes, Prabhu. One last question. Anyone? Okay. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Ruchi, you wanted to present something?
No.
Oh, it's done. Okay, okay. Huh? Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhu, for your wonderful association. Very grateful to you. Thank you very much. Hari Bo.